Game one, Pittsburgh Steelers. You feel like we've played them, obviously, since I've been here a lot of times, so you feel like you kind of know them really well, and they still pose the same problems. The thing that's really different about the first game of the year is there's a lot of unknowns, you know, exactly who their returners are going to be. You know, I mean, obviously they can always put Antonio Brown out there anytime they want, and he's, in my opinion, one of the most dynamic football players in the league. They have Eli Rogers, who's an exciting player, also that we faced at the end of the year last year, so we have some reps against him in the kick return game. I'm not exactly sure who they're going to put back there, so sometimes that's an advantage for the return team. And so really at the end of the day, first game of the year, you're going to concentrate on what you do the best, and it's going to be about the Cleveland Browns and just coaching our guys, and whatever problems come up, they got to rely on their fundamentals, you know, our toughness and our grit, and then obviously being intelligent football players. And if we can do those three things, that can help us win the game. So with that, I'll answer any questions.
Can you kind of outline the decision to go with Zane, and how close was it, and
it was really close, and as I think we stated back in training camp, our number one goal was for any player that's in the special teams room, we want you to, number one, make our roster. If you don't make our roster, we want you to make someone else's roster. And I stated that both those guys I felt like were going to kick in the National Football League. And for us, we had two of the best 32, you know, and it was a very, very close race, and real pleased with both of them that they're going to have opportunities on Sunday to play.
You got a rookie kicker. You don't know exactly what to expect when you get to the regular season, even though you've seen throughout camp and the preseason.
Yeah, there's always going to be some unknowns. And, you know, there could be unknowns that go against you. There's going to be some unknowns that go for you. I think at the end of the day, you just got to stay steady on the whole thing, and whatever problems come up, try to fix them. But that's kind of the newness and the funness of coaching young guys, but I expect them to play well.
With it being so close, what ultimately gave Zane the edge?
You know, I'm out of the personnel decisions. And honestly, my job is who's in that room. I'm coaching, and like I think Coach stated, it was very, very close, and both very capable guys, and real pleased with both of them. I'm excited for Zane this weekend.
PAT last week, did you think it was up in the air?
No, I didn't. I mean, he'd been striking the ball real well. I mean, it didn't show up on TV, but that was I've coached many times in Soldier Field, and it was a windy, extremely windy night. In fact, I thought we were kind of – I didn't know if it was December 24th already when we go back there again. I mean, and when he hit that, what was it, 53-yarder, That was a tough shot there. Did a great job hitting it, and he has that ability.
We've asked you this five times, but is there such a thing as too much for Jabril?
Over the course of the game?
I don't think so. No, I mean, you're asking whether or not he should really play on special teams.
Yeah, I mean, can he
return both and play full time defense? Is there any concern there?
No, there's no concern at all. I think what you're trying to do is make the other team concerned that when he has the ball, he's going to make a play. And that's why you want him back there as your returner.
You talk about the Steelers, against unknowns, who they're going to use. How about for your coverage guys? I mean, you lose Tank, he's been a staple for you. I mean, who are some of the guys that count on?
Yeah, we're going to have some new young guys in there, and I'm excited about it. I mean, and I think, you know, for example, Matthew Days, who's our third running back, you know, I mean, he's a guy that's through the preseason really shined and has done an excellent job for us. I mean, you can see him in the punt coverage. He's first down there. He's a guy that you have to contend with. He's an extremely smart football player. You know, we have Burgess, Bello, Dominique Alexander still with us, you know, and obviously Ricardo's playing on the outside, and the pickup of Coates helps us also on the outside there. So we'll have some new guys, but I'll be honest with you, that's the fun part about special teams is you have some new guys, and it's their opportunity to play and, you know, put them in spots where they can make some plays and go to work. I have. He was the returner in Pittsburgh, and we've also faced him, so we have some history with him and know what he's about.
I'm sure we've asked you this many times in years past, but how do you deal with Antonio Brown when he goes back to return?
Well, first of all, I mean, you know, obviously the punt location in the hang will be critical on that whole deal. I mean, you don't want to give Antonio a ball where you outkick your coverage and then he has a lot of space. But I think the next thing is when you come down, we call it coming to balance. You know, a lot of people make the mistake of, you know, he is so good, we're going to run down there so fast, and you run down there so fast, he runs right by you because you never come under control. You got to be able to play under control, and if you have to give up a few yards to do that, I'm willing to do that.
How frustrating in the preseason were the penalties for you, or is that a case of a lot of new guys playing on special teams, learning their roles?
I think it's a little bit of both, and I thought that we were terrible in that area with regards to the penalties, especially you saw it was widely called around the league in the punt return game with regards to guys' hands and where they can place them. We have to play much better and be more fundamentally sound, and we've worked on that this week. It is a frustrating part because we do have a dynamic returner that room believes that he can make big plays at any time, and we need to do a good job of setting up our offense. You know, we have a younger quarterback, and it's not fair for him to start the drive on the 10-yard line, and it's not fair for any quarterback in the league. So we got to do a good job of eliminating that stuff so that we can set up our offense for good field position.
How optimistic and excited are you about just what your return game can be? You know, I know you talked in camp a little bit about we want to get it back to where we're used to it being. How much excitement is there about your drill?
It's exciting because, you know, people don't see it, but when you call it punt return on the sideline, there's a little gleam in this guy's eye, and there's a little gleam in the other 10 guys' eyes that my guy's not going to make the tackle. You're starting to foster that, and that's a good thing for us because that's how the return game should be. You don't want your opposing special teams coordinator to go at bed at night and sleep peacefully, you know. And I think that this kid has that opportunity and skill set to be dynamic.
How do you weigh the benefit of kicking ball out of the end zone versus, you know, maybe popping it up and trying to cover it, you know, to try and stop somebody before they get out of the 25?
Right. Well, I think, you know, I've always stated, number one, it's matchups. I think, first of all, you have to start with, number one, can your kicker do it on a consistent basis? How far over is he going to get it? Is he going to flirt with the sidelines? And if he does, it goes out of bounds, and now they start the drive on the 40. So you just kind of eliminated, you know, 20 to 25 yards there, which would be bad. But matchups, wind conditions, who the returners are, there's a lot of factors that go into it. And I think that you also want to be able to – you want your kicker to be able to do that, to have that skill set to kick it high and short, but you also want him to have that skill set to bomb it deep, so that you can keep the kick return off kilter a little bit. You know, am I going to set short? Am I going to set deep? How fast are they coming down? Are they running guys free? How's it going? Those are all factors that go into that play.